Chapter 15, The Quidditch Final.
He sent me this,
Hermione said, holding out the letter. Harry took it. The parchment was damp, and enormous teardrops had smudged the ink so badly in places that it was very difficult to read. Dear Hermione, we lost. I'm allowed to bring him back to Hogwarts. Execution date to be fixed. Beaky has enjoyed London. I won't forget all the help you gave us. Hagrid.
They can't do this, said Harry. They can't. Buckbeak isn't dangerous. Malfoy's dad frightened the committee into it, said Hermione, wiping her eyes. You know what he's like. They're a bunch of doddery old fools, and they were scared. There'll be an appeal, though. There always is. Only I can't see any hope. Nothing will have changed.
Yes, it will, said Ron fiercely. You won't have to do all the work alone this time, Hermione. I'll help.
Oh, Ron!
Hermione flung her arms around Ron's neck and broke down completely. Ron, looking quite terrified, patted her very awkwardly on the top of the head. Finally, Hermione drew away.
Ron, I'm really, really sorry about Scabbers, she sobbed.
Oh, well, he was old, said Ron, looking thoroughly relieved that she had let go of him. And he was a bit useless. You never know. Mum and Dad might get me an owl now.